we're trying Facebook ad after Facebook ad, Instagram, we're trying LinkedIn, we're trying YouTube. But I was 3 or 5 months in and it wasn't working. And my team was like, is he going to give up? It was like flat. And one day I come in, my team's like, dude, we sold 800 books yesterday. Next day, dude, we sold 2,000 books yesterday. All of a sudden, we went from nothing to 5 to 10,000 books a week for 3 years. My book was exactly the same. The cover was exactly the same. My name was the same. The color was the same. The words were the same. The length was the same. The landing page was the same. The landing page, the upsells, none of that changed. What changed is my...
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. And I've got an amazing guest with us. It's an honor to have this person. It's a treat to have this person. You are going to be blown away. You definitely know who he is. You've seen him around. And his name is Dean Graziosi. And I'm super excited. This is the first time we're actually virtually meeting. And yeah. He's stepping into the ring with me today in this podcast.
I love it.
He's daring it. So before we do his proper introduction, and I can get to tell you a little bit about my story with him, because you guys know I never like to do introductions where I throw out their credentials. I like to make it personal. I just want to remind you, if you're not a member of Learn.com yet, what are you doing? LURN.com. We're creating a revolution here of entrepreneurs. We've got over 370,000 entrepreneurs in one platform. What are you doing? Come on. It's absolutely free to join. LURN.com. Get over there, because you know what I always say. If we're going to change the world, it's going to be us entrepreneurs. It's not going to be the government. We got to stick together and we got to do it and help one another while we do it. That's what Learn does. We're marching up towards 10 million entrepreneurs. That's what I want in there. So go join LURN.com right now. All right. Today's topic, how to build a seven-figure business selling your knowledge. This has been... Everyone knows this is my, like, this is what I do. Digital publishing, information marketing, this is my bread and butter. This is what I love doing. Come on, Learn, we're a publishing company, for crying out loud. And so that's what I do every day. I've sold over $250 million worth of products, and I'm damn proud of that. But then I've got someone with me who's done multiple times that today. And what's so cool is Dean's partnered up with Tony Robbins, and they've created an entire empire around teaching you how to sell your knowledge, right? And to do it in such a great way that you're contributing to the world, you're impacting the world of education, and you're part of the next movement, which is what I love here at Learn. I have followed Dean for well north of a decade. I mean, he was doing things bigger than I could imagine even when I was first starting. So the fact that I can have him here today on this podcast to interview him is just a great honor for me. I'm not even going to try to introduce him, because I wouldn't do it any justice. This man has done it all, has been around the block, has changed many, many lives, and continues to do it even though he doesn't need to. And that I respect a lot. Dean, thank you so much for being on this podcast and for being here today, man. It is an honor.
It's good to be here, man. And thank you for those kind words. And I've been watching you for a while now too. And I love what you do. Our team, you know, here's the thing. Our team gets to see it all, right? I've been around forever. But we get to see new people come into the space, and it's very few that stick on the radar. And the truth, even when I was walking in here right now, my team's like, man, this guy's solid. He's the real deal. And I love doing interviews with everybody, because, you know, we get the opportunity to share, impact lives, self-education at its best. But it's cool when my team gives the double thumbs up, and you got that, man. So keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Well, awesome. Well, Dean, I want to get right into it, because I got so much to ask you. And today,
let's do it.
You know, I watch a lot of what you're doing online. I see your ads, and there's a lot of things you're doing that are very creative and very different. And so it's a great opportunity for me to be able to ask you about your funnels and some of the products that you're offering. And you guys, you know, you and Tony are really doubling down on this idea of masterminding, obviously with the domain mastermind.com. And I really want to learn more about it. But for those maybe two or three listeners out of our thousands who are like, who's Dean? I'd love, you know, for you to tell your story and like how long you've been in this space, what you've been able to do, and what's brought you to this point today where you've chosen to really, you know, launch a program called KBB where you're teaching people how to sell their knowledge. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I'll share my story to the extent that no matter where you are watching right now, or listening, I just want to let you know I know where you're at more than you probably realize, especially with an entrepreneurial nation like this and learn.com. Is it learn.com? Love it. Love that. Love what you're doing there, man. It's because you're right. Entrepreneurs are the ones that shift the world. They're the ones that make the changes. They're the ones that make it up and then make it real. They're also the ones that feel very lonely. So to create a place where people can go together and not feel like the crazy ones and know that they're actually making progress, I commend you for that. So here's the thing. I'll go as quick as I can just to let you know again, I know wherever you are, if you're struggling, trying to get that business off the ground, your business is going, but not making the money that you want, or actually you got some momentum and you want to fuel it while the economy's still crushing, well, you have this opportunity. I promise I've been through all of them. I've wished I could make 50 grand a year, and then I've made 50 grand a year, 100 grand a year, 100 grand a month, 100 grand a week, 100 grand a day. Like I've been at every level, and I've also failed miserably in between. So I hope that lets you know that wherever you are right now, I promise I've been there. The second thing, basically this, man, I didn't end up going to college. I had dyslexia pretty bad and school was just brutal for me. I was in pain every day being there. And to summarize it is I just got out of school early. I started working on, I was selling firewood. I worked on wrecked cars. I had a tow truck company. Then I started buying old rundown houses and remodeling those at night. So I got into cars and real estate, started getting some really good momentum, got some great mentors, failed miserably, went for it. You know, we all have a reason for it. Me as a kid, I watched my mom struggle. She worked a lot of jobs, and that pain of watching her struggle just pushed me to say, I don't want to deal with that. I want to retire her and not have money be an issue. We all have that. But I got to a certain point where something fundamentally shifted for me. Why? And we'll talk about this later. And I'm glad to see how passionate you are about it. Is in my 20s, I bought information off of an infomercial, off of Tony Robbins. There wasn't iTunes, there wasn't podcasts, there wasn't YouTube, wasn't Instagram. I was just working and hustling. And I watched this infomercial and I paid for information. My father told me I was crazy. Friends told me I was, how to sell you a bridge. But when I got this, it was so long ago, I literally had cassette tapes and a Sony Walkman with the big orange buds that you'd listen to. And I listened to that thing. And Anik, it was like, I don't know how to explain it. I didn't go traditional education. I didn't even do good in high school. So I wasn't very knowledgeable on book smarts, but I felt like I had the ambition and I was making momentum as like street smart and a hustler. But then all of a sudden I just got this new philosophy, this new way to look at life. And it really was a fundamental shift. Within 2 years, that knowledge, that self-education shifted my life so much that within 2 years, that was probably 1995, 96, I got that product. By 98, I shot my first infomercial. I shot my first information product. Everybody's like, why'd you do an infomercial when you could have been online? I'm like, there was no online. That didn't exist. It was direct mail or infomercial. You had no other options. So I did an infomercial. I got on TV, had to figure it out. I had no clue what I was doing. Think about this. Think about when you want to create a funnel in today's world or run a Facebook ad. And I hear people complain on it. Like you could run a Facebook ad with $50 after 15 minutes of a Google tutorial, and you could get a landing page, like a ClickFunnels or have a page set up. When I did an infomercial, I had to use every credit card I had to produce a show. I had to spend like $20,000 worth of media, or they wouldn't let you in the door. I had to get a call center to answer the phone numbers, write their script. Like the complexity was so absurd. I love it now because I realize that's what gave me the grit. But long story short, I got on TV, went up and down, failed, succeeded. And after about 3 or 4 years, after I really, the knowledge turned into more of wisdom and hired the right people, started getting momentum. My infomercials ran for nearly 20 years every single day. At some points I had the number one infomercial in the world. And then over the last 4 years, and I was late to the game, transitioned over into digital marketing on a higher level. Like we always did some online stuff, but I legit ignored social media. I ignored Instagram until about 2 years ago. I ignored Facebook until a couple of years ago. So we transitioned, and a lot of those, and this was, I think would be some great stuff to talk about today. Along that journey, I learned messaging, kind of the art more than the science. So if you asked me how to go in and figure out the algorithm on how you book a Google ad, I could never tell you that's what my team does. But I could tell you the art and how I look through it, that lens of creating a relationship with the people watching, how to communicate with them so they trust me because I know I'm delivering something great to them. So we transitioned over to that. I've been blessed to be a multiple New York Times bestselling author through that whole process. Touched the lives of millions of people. My last book, Millionaire Success Habits, that's heading towards a million copies. I just launched my new one, The Underdog Advantage. And that's that. All right. No more about me. I got some kudos. I got some, like I should say, I got some years of doing this under my belt. And it's not something I used to do, guys. It's something I do this very moment. We're booking ads every day. We're creating funnels every day. We are creating new products to change the world every day. Tony Robbins and I created KBB, you know, teaching people how to be in the knowledge industry. We work on that every single day. So that's where we're at. Let's get at it.
It's amazing. Well, congratulations. And thank you for still being around to share that wealth of knowledge. So we're going to get into the rounds. I've got some questions, but we do have a bit of a tradition here, Dean, and I'm going to need you to follow along too, sir. So if you could just raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Let's do it.
All right. I, Dean Graziosi.
I, Dean Graziosi.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Reveal all my information marketing secrets.
And reveal all my information marketing secrets.
There we go. I got Dean to take the oath on the Fighting Entrepreneur. Nice. All right. So we'll move into round number one. All right. So round number one, I want to talk to you. This has been one of the biggest questions I've been wanting to ask you about is I see some ads go around. You're selling this $7 mastermind. It's and maybe I've misunderstood it, but you can talk me through it. But it's something where people can basically get coaching with you, get help from you. It's very low cost. It's monthly recurring. I want you to talk about that. Give me the funnel. What does it look like? What's the master plan there? Because, you know, when you're paying for Facebook ads and then you're only charging $7 or so per month, like the math doesn't work out for me as far as how that could be profitable, but I'm sure I'm missing out on some genius there. So talk to me about that funnel.
Okay. So I want to tell you where it came from. It came from a desire because I have some really high level masterminds. In fact, Tony and I are launching one at $250,000 a person. And we already got a waiting list. It's insane. And I have, you know, 25,000 to 250,000 now when that one's launched. And the truth is we get so many people DMing say, how do I get access? And I legit just said, how do I create something that delivers value? Of course, I can't give the same thing I would deliver it a couple hundred thousand a year compared to $7 a month. But I said, how can we create a community? It's kind of like, you know, I would bet to say partially the desire you have with learn.com. I wanted to say, where can we bring a community of striving entrepreneurs, those that want to go to another level, and how can they get a taste of what it's like to be a part of something bigger than themselves? If you think about it, now I'll tell you the tactical side in a moment, but I'm going to tell you the logic behind it. My first logic was, I'm not sure if we can make a $7 a month campaign work, if you want to know the truth. I know the numbers intimately as well. And I said, I'm not sure. My team didn't think it would work. And I said, I want to try it. I want to build a community and deliver value. So we built it around this concept of mindset, marketing, and momentum. And how can we build a tribe together where they feel connected, they don't feel alone? And that's what we did. So we launched it, and I take a lot of my content that I've used in other areas on stage, higher level trainings, and we repurpose it in there. We built a Facebook community. We built a back office with 7 steps to marketing and selling from your heart, selling better. So we built some cool training, massive value, like legit, the value is ridiculous. So I feel amazing about it. And that's one thing we should talk about later is I'm just at a point in my life, and I guarantee you're the same way, Anik, or else you wouldn't be as successful as you are. I don't sell anything I absolutely love. I don't sell anything that I didn't wish someone would have given me at an early time in my entrepreneurial career. So I love this little $7 a month thing we created, but now it's how do you make it convert? So what really made that work is I think people saw the value on the way in, and the order bump is, and you probably saw this, the order bump is the ability for them to get it at an entire year. I think it's dramatically reduced, maybe $50 or $75 for the entire year. And that order bump was significant. I think it's about half take the order bump. These are numbers my team looks at more than I do. I look at the end numbers. What's the 1 week value of the customer, 6 weeks, you know, 3 months. So people came in and we over delivered so much that people are staying like crazy. It's only $7 a month. They're getting value on a regular basis. So we went from order bump there. Then I went to one of my, higher level trainings, which was a $97 product. And then immediately, I think we have a $197 product. So the average cart, God, I don't know these numbers offhand, but the average cart was somewhere around $50, $45 for the $7 buyer that came in.
Wow. Okay. And then there's some that'll keep paying.
Of course. Yeah, of course. It's a really great community. So people stay. And it was just the truth is this wasn't strategic. It wasn't a strategic, this is a great lead to bring somebody into my funnel. It was like, how do we create something that people can afford? So they get to know who I am. They know my heart. They know what I teach. And the cool part, we over-deliver so much there that so many of them will upgrade and they'll end up in the course with Tony Robbins and I. They'll end up in, buying every book, buying my journal when we launch. So they're actually some of the best students. We love hanging out with them. They have this amazing energy in the Facebook group. So, a part of the marketing and the plan. And the biggest thing that I think most people do wrong, Anik, and this, and if I digress too much and you want more tactical, man, you just drill down.
Go for it.
I want to share what set me in the tone of understanding this business more than a lot of people who just started online. No disrespect at all. I wish online was around when I started. TV cost so much money because I couldn't be strategic. Everybody says be a niche within a niche, right? Stay in your swimming lane. You don't have that opportunity when you're on TV, Anik. You're shooting an ad and you're hoping somebody walks by a TV set and happens to like what you're talking about. I can't target men, women, what they do for a living, how much money they make. It's just casting a big wide net. So with that, I had to learn at an early age that for me to sell a book, for example, I sold my book, Be a Real Estate Millionaire, off of TV. We hit almost 1 million copies just through an infomercial. That book was only $19, but it cost me about $35 to acquire that client back then on TV. And that was just media costs. That's not all the other, I had a whole call center to answer calls, right? Customer service, all the other pieces. So I had to get really good at knowing my numbers obsessively of what that client, if we over-deliver to that client, if he says, oh my God, I bought a book for 19 bucks and this guy, Dean, has already sent me 4 free training videos. He's already over-delivered. The book didn't even get here in the mail. I'm going to see what else he's got. And I got so good at over-delivering that I could look and say, okay, I'm losing $25 every time I sell a book on TV. But 2 weeks later, we're almost break even. And 9 weeks later, we're a little break even. But 6 months, this client loves what we provided so much, they're buying many more of my things. And that $19 book buyer after 6 months is worth $162. And that's the number I remember. And this was, 10, 12 years ago. So I got really good at saying, okay, this isn't just for now. If I have to be profitable on the front end, that's what most people do. How can I compete? But if I can afford to lose $25 a book, and Anik, someone else can't lose more than $2 a book, I get to win, right? Because I can spend $35 per acquisition and someone else is looking to spend $20, and that model. So I think TV and starting off in infomercials and starting off broke and using credit cards to fund it, not broke, but using credit cards to fund it and being scared to death, I think that built in that stamina of mine to look at the long tail, not the immediate gratification.
Awesome. So just to recap that, and that's great. And I love that about digital. And I talk about that all the time. The transparency, the data is so much easier. So you have, just for everybody, he has a funnel that's $7 a month. So when you land on the sales page, that's all, that's the ask to be a part of this mastermind. And then the first bump offer is basically a year's worth of that, so no rebilling, and they have a 50% uptick on that, so that adds a lot of money to help cover those costs. And then there was a $97 upsell and a $197, and the total cart value of someone who bought the $7 comes out to about $45 or $50. And I can speak from experience saying that's a good amount of money. That'll cover basically the Facebook ad costs. It'll get you to break even. And then, as you can already tell, Dean seems to be pretty wrapped up in the whole idea, and it's so true. Break even on the front end is a big win, man, because after that, if you're providing value, you'll make so much more. So Dean, one question is what do you provide to that Facebook group? If we have someone listening right now that says, man, I could do this, but how do you keep value? Is it once a week video from you? Is it what is the content being provided in that group?
Great, great. So here's what I'd say is people want to be plugged in and not forgotten. So I've made mistakes in the past with Facebook groups. If you let a Facebook group die, it's almost impossible to resuscitate it, right? And so there's a couple of things, and I know this kind of goes down another channel, but we've done it so well with KBB. I don't know if you've seen it, but you need to get in the back office, the Facebook page, the Facebook group for the KBB group. There's 140,000 comments a month. There's a post like every minute. And everything I learned for so long kind of went into that group. You know, we have a weekly schedule. Every day there's something going out. One day it's like, you know, weekly wisdom on a Monday. That's a 5 to 7 minute training that I've done over the last 10 years. That's really impactful. You know, we'll do a highlight of someone who's having transformation one day. We'll do a quote and post. We'll do share your biggest win or share your biggest obstacle today. So we'll create a schedule that every day there's something new going. And we also have a motto that there's no post left unanswered. Every post, every question, anything someone needs, we're there. And I'm in there as much as I possibly can, but we also have an incredible team that makes sure nothing's missed.
So is that the schedule for KBB? Because KBB is different, right? It's a much higher level program. There's more investment involved, but it's still the same schedule.
Right. Yeah. So the $7 a month, there's something happening every day. It's not me every day live, but there's something every day that they can get value from. And then once a month, we'll do a training with them.
Oh, that's amazing. And then you're making sure your support team is really on top of it. So any comment, anything, any challenges, they're getting a response.
They don't feel alone.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, if someone's even going to give me $7 an hour, they need to feel like they're a part of something, right? We don't just want to take it or $7 a week or a month, right? We just don't want to take it and say, okay, you're part of a group, go on. We have one person and it's her whole job to make sure that group is loved and they get what they need.
That's awesome. So what does that funnel look like after they're out of it from that, you know, you did the 97, you did the 197, and now they're your cart's over. What are the things they may see from you over the next weeks to come that then help that customer become a profitable, customer for you?
Yeah. Great question. Right now, for the last year, kind of all roads point to KBB, the product I do with Tony. So probably within 60 days, they're offered the opportunity to watch that. Right now, that's not the case because we're going live again here soon. So we shut the offer down for the last 3 months so we could come out strong with our launch of it, the 2.0 version. But that's where they would typically go. They would typically go straight to that. And then we have other offers, right? I have a higher level. It's not super. I have a $50 or $97 a month training called My Inner Circle. That's a deeper dive. That's live training every single month with me with Q&A. We have a great deal of people in that. So that's an opportunity. I have a course called The Winning State of Mind. I have a confidence course. So we have multiple courses that are lower end, but huge impact. So they'll get dripped the opportunity to get those. And if I launch a new book, we'll let them know. I just launched a journal. We let them know. And because we don't try to upsell them. I know this sounds crazy, but because we don't upsell and push really hard, when we do, they're our biggest fans. When I launched my book, they were the ones that bought like crazy. When I launched my journal, every one of them got the journal and posted it and said, best journal ever. So that's that group.
Love it. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, man. You know, definitely know your numbers and you're sharing them. And I really appreciate that. So on that same Accord, I want to move into round number two, where I'm going to ask you a little bit about another one of your funnels. And then for everyone listening, by round number three, what we're going to do is start asking Dean about what are some of the funnels that he thinks are the best or the easiest to do for people who are just beginning, right? Who are just wanting to get out there in the information marketing world. So we can take all the knowledge he's got from those 140,000 plus posts happening inside his groups and see what students are able to enter in the quickest. All right, so round number two. I want to talk to you about the book funnel. Now, this is you said it earlier, and I wrote it down because, man, I know that book's got to be selling because the amount of ads I see for it. Obviously, you know, you couldn't possibly run if it wasn't a profitable venture. And when you do it, you double, triple, quadruple down because I know I'll see Dean at least 7 times a day, and I have no problem with it because I love dissecting what you're doing. So for round number two, tell us a little bit about 1 million books sold. How did you do that? What does this book funnel look like? You know, the funnel, the numbers, the conversions, it's awesome.
Yeah. So Millionaire Success Habits, I bet you we're at 850,000 copies to be legit. I mean, my team last week said, we're going to hit 1 million copies this year. I think we're at like 850 total or somewhere around that. So let me just share this. So again, I want to get tactical. So make sure you bring me into the tactical, but I think it's really good. If we don't have the right mindset around it, then the tactical means nothing. And when I say that, the words I think you should write down right now or burn into your brain is marketing stamina. And most people don't have it. When it comes to writing a book, Anik, you wrote a book, you know, to write a great book is not something you can't just pay a ghostwriter and say, hey, write me this great book and I'll put my name on it. How's that? Doesn't work for anybody. I know everybody that's tried it and they throw it away. Only way you write a book is you dig into your soul, and it's a year, 8 months to a year to write a kick-ass book that you know can go viral, that you know changes people's lives. Simple as that, right? So, but the reason I'm sharing that is because people will spend 8 months, a year working on a book, and then they'll run five ads and go, oh, Facebook doesn't work, Instagram doesn't work, YouTube's not going to work on this, right? We have the stamina to build the course, the stamina to figure out what colors are going to be in our logo and convince our wives or our husbands to be alongside of us. We'll have the stamina to write the book, create the mastermind, and then we go to market and we're like, we want instant gratification. And if it doesn't work, we're looking to jump ship. Oh, maybe it's not Instagram. Maybe it's Facebook. Oh, it's not Facebook. I got to try YouTube. Oh, YouTube's, I wonder how LinkedIn is. If LinkedIn, maybe I can do JV partners. It's like, we just don't have this stamina. So the words I want to give you, and I want to tell you this story, is marketing stamina. So Anik, you probably know this. Real estate changed my life in my 20s. I was a broke kid. I got into real estate. That's what allowed me to build my success. And I'm not saying anybody else will be, but I became a millionaire in my 20s, starting as a broke kid because of real estate, nothing else. I wasn't in this business. And then I wanted to share that with the world, right? So I wrote 4 books on real estate, and I had real estate advanced training. So when I wrote Millionaire Success Hack, my first book was PD, was personal development, was called Totally Fulfilled. Then I wrote 4 or 5 books in real estate, and now I'm writing Millionaire Success Habits. And I wanted to go upstream and anchor in the foundation for wealth, because I'm 51 right now, and I realize everybody's dying for tactics and the secret funnel and the secret what color is this and what's the headline. You don't have the right mindset, you're going to fail. You're going to dabble. You're going to hit the first roadblock, and you're going to be looking for the next thing. Oh, let me try Shopify. That's not working. Let me try Amazon. That's not working. Let me try real estate. Oh, let me be in the knowledge industry. That'll go on until you finally say, I'm going to anchor in a millionaire mindset, not just $1 million. Be resourceful, not just have resources. So anyway, I write Millionaire Success Habits. It takes me a year. I hire a writer halfway through. I end up throwing away everything the writer did. You probably have had similar experiences. I decided to write this in book from start to finish. I put my heart in it, and I'm like, this is my big book. And I launch it, and my friends support it. So I have a great launch in 2016. When the launch is over, I'm like, I'm going to turn this baby evergreen and crush it. Now, this is my world. I've already sold over 1 million books. I'm a multiple New York Times bestselling author at the time. I get marketing better than most people I've ever met. I understand numbers. I know how to be good on camera. I know how to be authentic. The book is killer. I couldn't get it to work, dude. I mean, we're trying Facebook ad after Facebook ad, Instagram. We're trying LinkedIn. We're trying YouTube. I'm telling you, I'm 3 months in. I'm 3 months in, and we're selling a couple hundred books, 100 books a week. Like, I can't crack it. And I don't know if it was 3 months or 6 months, somewhere around there. I can remember thinking, wow. And this is like, this is the escape. This is our mind. This is our self-conscious, our subconscious trying to protect us. My subconscious is like, yo, bro, the world knows you as the real estate guy. That's why. You know, your buddy Tony, he's personal growth. Your buddy Brendan Burchard, he's personal growth. Like, you know, Brian Tracy, personal growth. Dean, he must be the real estate guy. And I had myself convinced that that was the case and almost scrapped it. But what I want to share with you is, when people ask me how I get an ad to convert, I don't know how to even run a Facebook ad. I don't know how to do a lookalike audience. I couldn't build that out for you right now. But what I do is I obsess on what people need and what they desire and what their fears are. And I don't just obsess by thinking of it. So I went in and I was just reading thousands of comments. I went to competitors. I went to people selling, you know, how to make money fast. I went to people that were personal growth. I read my own comments because I've, you know, with all my other products. And I'm not kidding you, man. I probably read thousands and thousands of comments. I asked questions, and I did what I think I do best, is why I'm still here. Is I lived in the mind of my prospect. I answered questions and conversations they were already having. I wanted them to feel understood. I wanted to feel their pain, their desires. And I just kept shooting ads, and I just kept going. And my team was like, is he going to give up? And I'm not kidding you. This is the part that I want to share with everybody who's tried over and over and you gave up. You may have given up on the 1-yard line. Sorry for the silly sports metaphor, but I was 3 or 5 months in and it wasn't working. And Anik, I just shifted the messaging, and this one shift I literally came in one day. I'd love to say it was like flat and then it started to get a heartbeat. It was like flat. And one day I come in, my team's like, dude, we sold 800 books yesterday. Next day, dude, we sold 2,000 books yesterday. All of a sudden, we went from nothing to 5 to 10,000 books a week for 3 years.
Wow.
Like overnight.
And it was a shift.
And here's the part that I want to share with everybody. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you what it was.
Go for it.
But the part I want to tell everybody that really let this sink in, I know you're the tactical guy, so I don't want to get too, but nothing changed on the other side. My book was exactly the same. The cover was exactly the same. My name was the same. The color was the same. The words were the same. The length was the same. The landing page was the same. The landing page, the upsells, none of that changed. What changed is my messaging and the marketing. And I'll tell you what it was. I really obsessed on a hook. It's one of the things I always geek out on is what is the first sentence coming out of my mouth? What is the sentence that makes me be, you know, in a sea of black shirts, what makes me stand out like the only guy in the room with a red shirt and I'm intrigued? So if you watch my videos now through a different lens, everybody right now, you'll watch, I obsess on that first sentence or first two sentences to go. I know people call it an open loop, something real. I do it less about snazzy and more of like, how am I living in their head, right? So I obsessed on the hook, but I obsessed on the messaging. And for me, I was just seeing so many people saying, I tried this course. I read this book. I thought I could make money with Shopify. I thought this guy said I could make 6 figures in 6 months and that didn't work. And too many people were just trying and dabbling, right? They were popping around to all these opportunities. They follow you for 6 months. And if they don't really go all in, maybe they're like, let me follow Dean. Let me follow Tony. Let me follow Frank Kern. Let me follow Brendan Burchard. And I just saw this and I switched the messaging to basically say, listen, this book isn't an overnight magical money machine. In fact, there's not one thing in it on how to make money. But how have those things worked out in your life? I just want to tell you what this book is going upstream to anchor in a foundation so you can create sustainable wealth in your life. Because if you've dabbled before, if you tried before, maybe you're not missing the tactics. What you're missing is the foundation for wealth. And that's what I have in this book. Dude, as simple as that sounds, you're like, of course, that's what everybody says. But I didn't say it in that way. And when I did, dude, it was takeoff, but it took 5 months. So I'm giving this to all of you. If you have a campaign that didn't work, you might have thrown it away on the 1 yard line. If you're in one right now and it's not scaling like you hope, obsess on the messaging, listen to your clients, live in their head, solve their problems, and care about them 10 times more than you care about them. And I'm telling you, with a little stamina, your campaign that's this big could be a monster.
It's huge. That's amazing. I love it, man. So on the book funnel, is it about the same stuff, like the $7 funnel with the bump and the upsell one, upsell two, and then, you know, getting them into your ecosystem?
Yeah, it's about the same. It's, you know, the bump, we have the opportunity. Right now, one of the biggest bumps that I had back in the infomercial days that they used to tell people on the phone, we have now is given the ability to give them the digital and the audio and rush shipping in a bundle. For a book funnel, that's such a great bump because if they go to Amazon, they got to pay $19 for this one and $7 for this, and then rush is $14. You give them a bump like that for $19 or $24. It's a really great value. They get to listen to the book immediately. And then I'll usually bundle another little like confidence course or implementation course or productivity course. Here's the thing. When you think about an order bump, you don't want to, again, I want everybody to really think about this. Imagine if you went to a car dealership and you bought the car, right? The dealer tells you, you want to buy a Beamer? You should get the 5 Series. It's right in the middle. It's a sports car. It's not the big one, so you don't look, you know, too foo-foo. It's not the little one, so you're looking, this is the car. And all of a sudden you buy the car. And as soon as you're done, the guy comes back out and goes, oh, you bought the car on it. Okay, you know, car is okay. It really won't do good without the, you know, the fancy wheels and the sunroof. You'd be like, yo, dude, you just spent an hour selling me this car. And now you're telling me I need all this crap to make it a good car. So what I see people do wrong when they offer an additional product and it makes people pissed is go, this book, it's amazing. It's the best thing ever. And then you go, hey, I know you bought the book, but here's the advanced book. You're like, dude, you got me emotional connected to buy the first thing. So I never want to give something that I already gave. My book gives you the foundation for wealth, for foundation for any success in your life. It's the habits, right? So I don't want to offer another habits course or a way to be even stronger, quicker, because the book does that. for the $9 they pay for shipping and handling, it does that. But I don't teach productivity in my book. So when they go to the first upsell, I'm like, hey, I'm going to give you the habits, but if you feel like you need more time in a day, you're overwhelmed, your phone's driving you nuts and you can't get the time, I got some productivity hacks that I've been using for over 20 years. I'd love to share them with you. It's a part of a course that I've done, It's 97. You can have productivity mastery. Click the link below. So it's just a bonus additional add-on to the great thing they already got. And I think the second one was persuasion. You know, how to ethically persuade. In Millionaire Success Habits, I don't go deep on how to sell and do it in a way that feels good with your heart. So I think the two were both really complementary to a book that if I anchor the foundation, how can I find more time and how can I sell more? All three of them is like a win rather than if you ever have, and this is everybody to think about, if you ever have a bundle or an upsell, and you get feedback, say, yo, bro, you're hitting me. You're upselling me like crazy. What is this crap? It's because you're not thinking through it. You're just trying to sell them something more of what you promised them on the first thing.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I love that. All right, man. Wow. Lots of value bombs there and so much education to be had. And I love the fact, I really love marketing stamina. You couldn't have nailed it more. People ask me all the time too. And it's like, I would say 80% of the things I do don't work on the first time, but I just have to know, you know, I just have to know, do I believe in it? Do I really want to do it? And then drive through that. And it's crazy how they start to work, but you gotta keep dialing it in. All right, I want to go to round number three, and this is going to be, you know, kind of our closing round, but this is probably the one that I think I'm most excited to hear your answer. All right, so round number three, the best way for a newbie to enter. And by newbie, I mean someone who's sitting here and saying, I want to go into the knowledge business. I want to go into the information business. But now more than ever before, there are so many kinds of funnels. I mean, you can do a book, you could do a mastermind, you could do a course, you could do a VSL, you could do a webinar, you could do a sales page, you could do upsells, downsells, you could have a back end, you could have a mastermind, you could have sales teams selling coaching programs, workshops. I mean, it's huge. It's a world of opportunity, but it's just as overwhelming. And so what have you seen in your, you know, you guys have thousands and thousands of people you've been training now on how to sell their knowledge or how to build a business with knowledge. What seems to be the simplest way for someone to enter and have a chance at scaling with ads and where the data works out, but it's also not too hard for them? What is your take on that?
I love it. Great question, man. And again, I might approach things a little differently than most anybody, maybe because I'm 51 and I've been through all of it. I've been through the ups and downs. So I understand the really fine balance of mindset, tactics, and implementation, right? If you don't have all three, it never works. Some people get all fired up and then they don't know what to do. Some people get all the tactics, but they don't actually put it in play. Some people obsess on the logistics and they know Facebook ads inside and out, but they're not working on the mindset or the art to actually make it work. And when those three come together, it's magical. So if I was sitting with somebody for that was brand new, I'd first say, geek out on your mindset, man. You have to become unstoppable. You have to burn the boats and you have to have marketing stamina. Just know that. That's first off. Know that you have to spend 80% of your time on the marketing. But I back up to say, how do you get the confidence to actually teach something? What I see a lot of people do that are new, they see something that's hot. Onik, they watch you and go, oh, man, I think I should do what Onik does. Or maybe I see Shopify is hot, or maybe Amazon products are hot. Here's what I want to tell you. The world has gotten so in touch with each other. Google and Facebook have spent so much time, money, and effort to identify and know everything we do. My wife's having a baby right now. I have not Googled baby stuff, but if I go on my phone, Instagram or Facebook, all I get is stroller ads. It's listening to me. All they do is figure out what you need, where you shop, where you eat, how much money you make. They know everything. So here's the part that I want to tell you is figure out what serves your soul. You don't have to do what everybody else does. The world has gotten so small that we can find a niche within a niche. Okay. So I'm going to give you an example. Sometimes your mess is your message. So just a great lady I met, we have 25,000 people in our KBB family in 150 countries, 4,300 niches. It's insane, right? But I get the chance to meet this great lady, Natalie. And she didn't know what she was going to do. She said she was looking at all these other things. Should I try this? Should I try that? And then all of a sudden, when she got the training and she looked into her soul about your mess being your message, she realized she went through a divorce and she realized it was really hurting her daughter. And one day when she noticed that, she's like, enough, I'm not letting this happen. And she decided to do a child-centered divorce. And she got with her ex and said, we're ruining her. Let's do this. And she put all this framework around it. And within a year, her daughter was thriving. She was friends with her ex. She felt like a human again. And she realized her mess was her message. She launched on looking for, because we can identify that, people going through a divorce with kids. It doesn't have to be the big castanet if you're going through a divorce. That's lots of people. If you're going through a divorce and don't have kids, that's not for us. If you're going through a divorce and you're making your kids important, you're not the one I'm looking for. She wanted people that were going through a divorce that were screwing up their kids. Now she's on her like fifth or sixth workshop virtual, doing it through Zoom like you are, you and I are right now, doing workshops on that. She didn't go after the hot topic. She went after what served in her soul. So I know there's a million different directions I can go on that question. It's kind of a loaded question. One is marketing stamina. Two, lean into a skill, a hobby, a passion, or an experience that you had and target that demographic. I mean, people used to say, don't cast a wide net, find your niche. The world, the way that targeting has created this opportunity for us, now it's like the niche within a niche within a niche, right? It's not just relationships. It's not just divorce. It's not just divorce with parents. It's relationships going through a divorce with kids and you're screwing it up. We can find those people. And there are plenty of them that are going to go through hell unless you serve them. And that's in every single area you could possibly imagine. My team literally just printed out 100 pages of niches that you can't, I mean, there's a woman doing, she's painting with alligators. Cause if you paint next to an alligator and you stay calm, it aligns your chakra. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine is happening. So I would identify your niche within a niche, maybe within that niche, and realize that there's people who need it. Then I'd work really hard to fine tune those skills. And that's a lot of the stuff we share to gain the confidence. And then I would identify only those people, identify your ideal client. Don't market to everybody, market to them with specific language to them, serve them, don't serve anybody else. And there's a pool of people waiting. I would do on a more tactical side, I would do a Facebook group to start because it's free. I would do Zoom training. So I would create a Facebook training that was probably a once a week training. And I would drive everybody to a Facebook training for a smaller fee. And then I would create a higher level Zoom training, just two parts, lower level on Facebook that's free. I would drive everybody to that. Again, if we're using this woman as an example, you're a parent going through a divorce. You want to make sure your kids are empowered so you don't screw them up. Join this XYZ for X a month. I'm in there every week teaching. When they're in there, you build a relationship with them. You over deliver and say, hey, I'm going to be here every week for you. But for those of you who would like some personal attention or would like to be on my workshop that I'm doing next Thursday and Friday, go click on this page. And for $997, we could spend 2 days together and really go deep. You do it on a Zoom call like this. The world has never, listen, I don't ever want to say easy because nothing's easy. But if you look at from where I started, it is exponentially easier. It's like I was trying to do it with smoke signals and a horse and carriage compared to what people have the chance to do now.
No, it's really powerful. I love what you said about build a Facebook group, right? So first thing is pick a niche within a niche within a niche. Get really specific so you can truly connect with people. Don't stay generic. That's like saying I teach marketing. Well, that's, you know, go
yeah, exactly.
What about marketing and then what about that part of marketing? And what I love about the Facebook group is it is free. And, you know, Facebook just ran ads during the Super Bowl promoting Facebook groups. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's in Facebook's mind and what they're focusing yes. on and what they're doubling down on. And this is free. It's absolutely free. And they start to grow your audience for you. And now you've got an audience. And that's what I've always said to our students is if you're looking to get into information marketing world, the first thing you should do is find a medium that you're going to grow an audience in and serve that audience. And lo and behold, they will tell you what they want. They will tell you
absolutely.
What they're looking for. And you don't even have to be creative. You can just simply start solving problems that they're telling you they have, and all of a sudden money starts coming into the bank account. And so I really want to leave it at that. I want everyone to understand we could keep going. I mean, I'm sure Dean and I could talk for hours about Facebook ads and funnels and, you know, masterminds and all of that. But start somewhere, and this is a yes. great place to start. And from here, if you're looking for a place where you can dive in and get all of that next level training, coaching, support, help, and that community, I have been incredibly impressed. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you guys released KBB, And when I saw it, I thought, man, you know, this is brilliant, because this is what I've done. I truly believe in what you guys are teaching, because it's what's made my life so amazing. So Dean, before we close up here, I want you to tell everybody about KBB, about mastermind.com, about your partnership with Tony. And I'm just going to throw this link out there, guys. They have some amazing training and some amazing things coming up. Go to it. This is the link that his team set up for me. It's onyxlink.com, onyxlink.com. And you can get engaged with all of their free training. But, you know, Dean, tell everyone about what to expect when they go to onyxlink.com, what you guys are working on and how they can.
Yeah, no, really awesome. And here's the thing, man, you get this. If it wasn't for self-education in my world, I wouldn't be the man I am, the father I am, the leader I am. I wouldn't have had multiple businesses. I couldn't have impacted lives, written books. Like, self-education changed my life. And it did the same for Tony. Tony was living out of a car and he gave all of his money to Jim Rohn, $47. It was like 2 weeks worth of pay. And it literally shifted his life. Like, he went and life would never be the same for him. He got obsessed with it. So him and Tony and I have been friends for over a decade. We always talk about self-education, and we decided, with this industry growing exponentially, it was time for someone to create the gold standard process to really help people, right? And do it on a scale. I mean, him and I have 60 plus years in this industry. So we got together for almost a year and just geeked out on how to condense decades into days and create a gold standard process. We call it the KBB method, right? And really, it has the magical combo of mindset. There's not many people better on the planet than Tony to get your mindset in the right way, right? And then we extracted all our tactics. How do you extract what you know? How do you feel confident? How do you identify your ideal client? What do you teach? How to make the teaching fun? And then how to find those people in a strategic and tactical way in marketing and strategies, whether that's free through social media or paid media. We go through the whole realm, and then we teach you how to run it with confidence so you could deliver massive value. And then we spent pretty much $1 million on a software so you can implement. So we got the mindset, the tactics, the strategies, and then the software to go put it in play. And last year we went live to let the world know about it. And I have to be honest with you, Onyx, we were expecting it to be big, but we had over 200,000 people show up. It was insanity. My team's behind the camera going, holding up signs. There's 150,000, 200. It was crazy. So it went so good. We did it a year ago. We're going live again on February 27th. And here's what I'd say. If there's anything I said that intrigued you, if you've ever even thought about being in this world, or you're in this world and want to go to another level, then go to onyxlink.com. Register. You'll see a picture of Tony and I. You can reserve your spot. Then put it in your phone. The two and a half hour training alone will be priceless. If you know anything about Tony, when he delivers, he doesn't know how to hold back. It will be insane. And we're only going live once this whole year. So would love for your followers to join us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So I do encourage everybody, Onyx, A-N-I-K-S, link, L-I-N-K.com. If nothing else, the training is awesome, and just being engaged and learning more and expanding your horizons. Dean, thank you so much for being here, man. It has been an absolute honor. So much more to learn from you.
Here,
we look
man.
Forward to having you back yet again one more day. And for everyone listening and watching, make sure you go to onyxlink.com. Make sure you go to L-U-R-N.com. And make sure you leave us a great review. Go to onyxpodcast.com. Binge on all of our other amazing episodes with our other amazing guests as well. And listen to this again and really take home the golden nuggets from it. Dean, I'll give you the last word, my friend. Anything you want to say to our audience before we close up?
Just that I know there's a million things you could be listening to, and I know life can feel overwhelming. Remember, one step at a time. Kaizen helped my life. How do you run a 1,000-mile race? One step at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you become successful? One golden nugget. Learning from other people, one step at a time. Remember, we all overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in five. So you might as well learn from someone who's already been there, and one step at a time, and you got this.
Love it. All right. Awesome. Well, with that said, everyone, remember what I always say: when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. Get out there, fight for your dreams, keep it going. This is Onyx and I signing off. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.